This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you don't have full sun, you may think you can't have a vegetable garden. Oh, but you can. There happen to be some vegetables that will do just fine with a little less sun. Leafy crops like lettuce, mustard greens, arugula, which has a nice bite to it, kale, extremely good for you, spinach, cabbage, and some herbs will do okay with as little as 2 hours of direct sunlight. That, according to former University of Minnesota Hort professor Jeff Gilman in his book Decoding Gardening Advice. A great read, by the way. Dappled light, which is light that's filtered through trees like aspen or honey locust that have small leaves, would be great. Other vegetables that do fine with 4 to 6 hours of sunlight include beans, beets, and broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and coriander, also known as cilantro, one of my favorite herbs. It also freely self-sows, sometimes a little too much if you don't nip the flowers. You need to pinch cilantro to keep it bushy. Onions, peas, and radishes will also grow with 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. The vegetables that grow in less sunlight are also generally frost-tolerant, so can be planted earlier than the Zone 4 last frost date of May 15th. If you truly don't have any sunlight, except maybe in the driveway or on a patio, then plant in containers with wheels so you can move them around. Just remember, they'll need more watering as those containers dry out much quicker. The really warm-seasoned veggies like tomatoes, peppers, squash, and melons must have about 8 hours of direct sunlight to produce well and shouldn't be planted in soil temperatures of less than 60 degrees. I plant these around Memorial Weekend. I'll have this and much more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.